The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Potatoes have always been one of my favorite crops to plant. I think it's something in my genes, and I can't help but putting rows and rows of them in the garden each year. But this year I learned something new. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert for PlantersPlace.com, and I want to tell you about my problems with mice in my potatoes this year. For years, I've been an advocate of planting potatoes in a shallow trench and then covering them with straw instead of hilling them over with soil. But after this year, I'm rethinking my strategy. I had some of the nicest plants ever, but lost a close to one quarter of the harvest because mice chewed on my potatoes. I don't want to lose as many again, so next year I'm probably going to just hill them. Potatoes are typically one of the easiest crops to grow, and even though they are relatively inexpensive in the grocery store, the flavor of a homegrown potato is well worth the effort. The traditional hilling method is how potatoes have been grown for centuries. You dig a 4 to 6 inch deep trench and plant your seed potatoes about a foot apart. As they grow, pile the soil halfway up the plants. Keep doing this until the hill is up to a foot high, which is a considerable amount of soil. The difficulty in this method is gathering enough soil to protect them, as well as harvesting them, as you have to dig a lot and it can be heavy work. But there's no question potatoes grow well using this method. Piling straw on top of the plants reduces the back work during harvesting, but obviously the mice can be an issue. Plant the potatoes 4 inches deep, but just use straw to prevent them from being scalded by the sun. They're easy to dig in the fall simply by pulling back the straw and using a trowel to uncover the potatoes. Another option is to plant them in a container, particularly if you have space issues. Using a pot, with drainage holes in the bottom, of course, that is at least as big as a 5-gallon bucket, place a couple of inches of soil in the bottom. Put your seed potatoes on top of that soil, then cover it with a few more inches. As potatoes grow, continue to cover them with soil. To harvest, all you have to do is to dump out the bucket. It's super easy, and thankfully, it is protected from mice. For storing potatoes, as you might imagine, if the mice were eating the potatoes in the garden, they headed inside the house when the weather started to turn cold. It just might be a bumper crop of rodents this year, despite the excessive heat and drought conditions we experienced. I had my first small harvest of potatoes in the pantry closet on the bottom shelf, but had to toss them because a mouse found its way into them. Yes, the potatoes were probably okay if they were cooked, but mice really grossed me out. I couldn't eat them. So when I pulled up the rest of the potatoes later in the fall, I put them in a taller plastic container, set them up off the ground, and covered them with a heavy towel in the garage. So far, there haven't been any mouse problems. They'll be okay in the garage until we start experiencing temperatures in the teens. As long as it's 20 degrees or above, it shouldn't freeze. Once we dip into that colder arena, I'll bring them back inside or haul them into the crawl space, even though with the black widows down there, it's my last choice anymore. So the lesson learned this year, I guess the biggest takeaway from this experience, is never to assume you're going to do things one way just because that's how you've done them for years. Next season, we're going back to the old school potato planting to hopefully bring in a greater yield and not have to deal with mouse-eaten spuds. If you'd like to learn more about how to deal with mice or deer or other insects in the garden, please visit us on PlantersPlace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at PlantersPlace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.